Good morning. We're in the topic of Passover, the subtopic Exile of Egypt. We're in excerpt number 15. You can find the study material on our website, Kabbalah.info, or on the Arvut system in the study materials button above. You can also insert questions and understand the question. Chosen questions relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. Rav.
Yes, in order for us to enter spirituality, in order to come closer to the Creator, to feel Him, we need to get a deficiency for it, a desire. Everything is achieved only inside of the desire. And if there is no desire, then there is no kli, no place for the revelation of the desired outcome. And therefore, before we reach spirituality, we have to go through a stage that is called achieving the deficiency for spirituality, achieving the vessel. And that state is called Egypt, the exile from spirituality. And this is what we have to go through. When? Now. Until when? Until we will achieve a deficiency that is sufficient in order to feel in it the beginning of the spiritual development. So, what is spirituality? Spirituality is bestowal, connection, incorporation of everyone in everyone, so that we reach a single desire, a single vessel. When will we reach that? When we will get a desire for it. Therefore, we can also measure our state according to how much we are lacking being in connection, in unity, in mutual bestowal, in bestowal to the Creator. And according to that, we can measure the exile. When we emerge from Egypt, when we truly want to bestow from us to the Creator, we cannot do that in Egypt. It is possible to implement it only outside of our ego, when we rise above it. This is considered that we exit Egypt, but to achieve this deficiency that I feel that I am inside of my ego and my ego is not letting me, not giving me the possibility to connect with everyone and to bestow through everyone to the Creator, those states we can achieve, and that attainment is called the attainment of the exile of Egypt. And to the extent that we will attain it correctly, to the measure that is required in each and every one of us, then each and every one of us, and also all of us together, well, that already depends on how it happens, but we exit Egypt. And therefore, we have to realize, to understand, what are we actually going towards? We're going toward connection. We're going towards bestowal between us and from us to the Creator. And when we will truly reach a desire, when we will achieve a desire for it, not the realization of it, but only the desire, then we can already say that we have realized Egypt. We don't need more, except for a deficiency for connection, and to bestow in this deficiency as much as possible to each other. Only the deficiency. We cannot yet implement it. We cannot connect between us, because we are in Egypt. Pharaoh is still between us, our ego. It's not letting us connect. But when we very much want it to happen, we reach a state where we truly run away from that state. We rise above it. We jump out of it to whatever it will be, so long as we are not in a state where I cannot be connected with the friends in mutual bestowal, I cannot reach such relations between us. That's it. This is actually the first stage that we have to reach. At least a little bit, each one of us, and a little bit, all of us together. This is the condition for the exodus from Egypt. Of course, it's not simple, but this is what we need to yearn for, to aim ourselves to, and the Creator will help us. By what? By blows. We have the 10 blows, 10 plagues, they are well known, which we get at the time that we are in Egypt. And those plagues actually go not over the children of Israel, as we call them, meaning not over the desires that yearn to connect and to reach from the connection to being as one, but rather over the desires that do not want so much. That don't quite want to connect, that they're in the process. In short, we'll go through it and we will see. But nevertheless, the process is a well-known process. It is clear. It is scrutinized and explained in all of the books of Kabbalah, because there is no more than that. The most important thing, and this is what we always say in memory of the Exodus from Egypt, that more than that deed, there is nothing more important than that. When a person rises above his ego and he already starts to feel the forces of bestowal, the acts of bestowal, he enters the act of bestowal. To that extent, he already starts to be connected with the Creator. In what? In that he ties himself to the friends and inside of the vessel that he puts together, when he connects their desires together, instead of that, he attains the Creator, and he is in contact with Him. So, let's continue. We have everything ahead of us. Please.
So in excerpt 15, Rabash writes, as Baal HaSulam explained, the exile in Egypt was in order to obtain the kelim, the vessels of the Egyptians. But it was only to borrow, and later to return to them. He interpreted that this matter of the Creator saying to Abraham, your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, was a guarantee of the inheritance. This meant that they would have a need to receive the abundance from the Creator, since wanting to come out of the enslavement of the Egyptians can be only through the help of a holy soul. Then they will need the Creator's help each time, and from this they will have a need to draw higher degrees.
As Baal HaSulam explained, number 15, the exile in Egypt was in order to obtain the vessels, the kelim of the Egyptians, the great desires to receive, and also to attain to what extent we are in the exile with these vessels, opposite to the Creator. But it was only to borrow, to take these vessels, these great desires to receive, and later to give them back. Why? Baal HaSulam explained that this matter of the Creator saying to Abraham, your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, was a guarantee of the inheritance, meaning that you will go in there, you will get to know these great vessels of the Egyptians, and you will come out of there. And then, necessarily, each time they needed the help of the Creator, to the extent that they attain, that they are in the vessels of reception, they feel a need for the Creator to help them, to deliver them from that. from the vessels of reception. Meaning here there is a matter of the recognition of evil, that they exist in the vessels of reception. Before that, they don't at all recognize that it is evil. It's actually good, because through the great vessels of reception, a person advances in our egoistic world until he starts to feel that the world, it doesn't really pay off for him. And to rise above it is possible only by shifting, by transitioning from the vessels of reception to the vessels of bestowal. This is called the Exodus of Egypt. This is why, by being in the vessels of reception and constantly losing and losing and suffering because of them, then we start to feel that this whole life is worth nothing. So what should we do then? To get a need to come out of these vessels of reception, a need for the exodus from Egypt. Okay. Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. A question from our 10. What kind of deficiency do we have to demand from the Creator in order to obtain right desire?
We don't have vessels of bestowal. Vessels of bestowal, that is the desire to bestow, the deficiency to bestow, that's the Creator. In us, it is the opposite. We only have vessels of reception. But when we discover how much these vessels are bad, bad for us and for others and in general, and later also we attain that they're the opposite of the Creator, then to that extent we ask not to be in these desires, in these vessels. And this is already called that we feel the exile. And as much as we will discover that being in these vessels, it is truly a great suffering for us already, then we attain the need to come out of the exile until we start to cry out to the Creator, to ask of Him that He will deliver us from there. And in that form, by that they sighed out of this work that they want to get out and cannot, by that we're rewarded with the Creator helping us and delivering us from the in order to receive, from these desires of Egypt to in order to bestow, which is called the desires of Israel.
USA Northwest.
Раф, если делать аналогию, то вот американская мечта — это и есть Египет.
Раф, if we make a comparison, the American dream is basically like Egypt. And how do we bring, how do we get a correct lack? And who will be the Moses that draws us forward?
Moses is the upper force. The Creator does all of this in different forms. So don't you search for where we have Moses between us and Aaron and other such protagonists that are written about in the Torah, but rather all of this is done by the Creator. The Creator does it by us being in a group, each one in his group, and wanting together with the group to rise in his desires from in order to receive to in order to bestow. That is, today, now, my Egypt is my attitude to the ten that I want to gain, to succeed, spirituality, that is. Corporeality, that's something else. We don't take it into consideration. But that I want to gain, to profit through the group. Why am I there? Certainly I want something. And I have to calculate why is it worthwhile for me to be with them truly. And then I go through some inner revolution. A revolution meaning an internal inversion. So that where else before I understood that success means to be in the vessels of reception and get a great profit in them, now I want to be in vessels of bestowal and get from them even a small profit, but that is already more important for me than being in the vessels of reception with a great profit. And this determines my attitude to the group. Then I justify them that this is how the Creator is arranging them for me. It's not them, but rather the Creator is arranging it. And if I depict, instead of my 10, the Creator's attitude to me, I realize that if He relates to me, then it's only in a good way, in a nice way, that is, whatever I see with respect to the 10 things that are not good, it is because I am not okay. Anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying due to his own flaws. Then according to that, I begin to accept the group as something that is whole, as Rabash writes in his social articles. And I accept them as something that is holy and great and higher, exalted. And I'm happy and I'm grateful to the Creator that He brought me to that He placed my hand on a good fate. And this is how we, each and every one of us, advance towards attaching ourselves more and more to the 10 until we start to arrange ourselves in such a way that we see that between us such relations are formed so that each one gets some place of his own in the group, and all of us together begin to see that there is some mechanism here that is becoming revealed in the relations between us. This mechanism is called a partsuf, and in it, through mutual bestowal, we can already start to see that we can bestow to the Creator. And then inside of our bestowal to the Creator, we begin to discover the Creator's attitude to us. And these are already stages of the exodus from Egypt. Take it slowly, we will go through it, and it will happen. You will see that this is how it will happen. Soon.
Rehovot.
In the framework of borrowing the vessels from the Egypt, are we also borrowing the additional intention to receive to what we usually have?
It will come on its own whenever necessary.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, а что значит, что вот в наших действиях десятки по отдаче...
Yes, dear Rav, what does it mean that in our actions in the ten, in bestowal to the Creator, that we begin to reveal His attitude towards us?
Well, we need to see that, how it happens to a person. That's already a matter of words, language. I to my beloved and my beloved towards me. How do we communicate between us to the extent that I bestow in words, in desires, in thoughts, with complaints or praises to the Creator through friends? This is how I begin to see, to feel through the friends His attitude, His response to me. It will be revealed to each one more personally.
Yes.
Yes.
What is the first partsuf in a ten?
The first partsuf in the ten is that the ten feels how it is connected and that it has a view, an opinion, not attainment yet, but a view that they are connected and that they are going together. And that they certainly have common work in discovering the Creator and bestowing to the Creator. So, in that inclination to bestow to the Creator, they begin to see how they prepare themselves in order to receive from the Creator, because to bestow to the Creator means actually to receive from Him. As it says, if you're righteous, what will you give him? Because the Creator doesn't need anything from us.
Additional question. The exit, is that of great hardship suffering from the present vessels, or the greatness and yearning for the next degree?
The greatness and yearning more. That is, it's as if we're running away from the problems, from the troubles. What are the troubles that we cannot reach connection and bestow?
And what are the vessels of the Egyptians?
We take their desires and deficiencies. We'll talk more about it, how it happens. It's a nice question. We need to see how we advance towards the Creator, out of us wanting to bestow to Him. And from that we reach, and the people of Israel side from the work, that when they see that they are not capable of emerging from the will to receive, the Creator wants to awaken in us a strong will to receive to such a degree that we will push ourselves forward forcefully. Each one will push the others. And therefore, we need to organize or accumulate great forces in order to emerge. Can I say this? Like the race cars, they warm up. Speed the wheels while still in the state, while still holding the brakes, then they let go of the brakes and they fly forward.
If the vessels of the Egyptians are not mine, not our own, then what's mine?
Efficiency. That I want to reach connection with the others in order to bestow to the Creator through them. What do I bestow to the Creator? A deficiency. He doesn't need anything else.
Hello, friends. Hello, Rav. Continuing to this question, we see that there's a lot of blows revealed in the world, meaning the will to receive is suffering. We have that. Now, how do we make a transformation to the suffering and blows to what we receive in the will to receive and turn it into a trigger to a lack to bestow?
These are complicated things, and we cannot now yet combine them together, because nevertheless it is this world and the spiritual world in order to receive, in order to bestow me personally and together with the friends and the nations of the world, and it's all mixed together. We cannot yet arrange all of these components. This topic that is happening to us, it's very complicated, it's the whole world. So we need to continue with whatever we're engaging in. You want to connect everything together and to scrutinize everything together through analysis or synthesis. That's not... I don't recommend that you do that. where we are, of course, we're limited. Of course, we don't want to come out of our borders so that we do not become confused. So we should stay where with that.
Can you continue?
Yes, you can.
I'll tell you why I'm asking, because we always hear that we need to reach some sensation that we're tired of this will to receive, that we're suffering from it, and from it we want to reach the will to bestow. Of course, it's out of our work in the 10, but nonetheless the suffering, as we see in the will to receive at the moment, is a result from also some other forms that are revealed in the world. So how do we make use of this? How do we correctly use it? And not like the rest of the people, just running from one will to receive to another.
It's not going to work for you to do it intellectually. You should try to do what the Kabbalists are telling you, how to connect more and more with the friends, and more to pray to the Creator. And this is how you will succeed. Later on will come additional manners of the work.
Merkaz one. Sorry, it was a mistake. Mistake, they don't have a question.
Kiev 2. Mistake. Okay, Kiev 2.
Спасибо, Раф. Внутри десятки, как должна выглядеть наша атака на Хиссарон отдачи?
Шанахну руцим йотер
later. How must our attack appear in the time?
We need to connect more between us, and in the connection between us to reveal an attack that we demand of the Creator that He will connect between us and that He will be revealed inside of our connection as the force that is connecting us, a force that is accompanying us. We need Him. That's it. So that He will be our Creator.
Focus group.
Focus group.
I wanted to ask, so what exactly is the role of exile?
The role of the exile, first of all, it's to discover the vessels of reception. Because without the vessels of reception, you cannot reach spirituality. Before you entered Egypt, you were actually in the life of the beast. When you enter under Pharaoh, you begin to receive through this concept of Pharaoh the egoistic forces that the Creator reveals to you. Pharaoh is a sacred force. Don't you think that it's something else? It's the force of the Creator. When they enter Egypt, when Jacob the patriarch came to Egypt, he blessed Pharaoh. It's the reason why this is written in the Torah that Jacob blessed him, because Pharaoh symbolizes for us not the Pharaoh that lived there thousands of years ago, but rather Pharaoh that is written about in the Torah. It is a force, the great will to receive that the Creator created. This is how He is revealed to us, and He reveals in us a will to receive, where inside this will to receive, through it, we are already connected to the Creator. Because later on, we demand to come out of Pharaoh, we demand to correct Pharaoh, and so on. And in each and every state where we later on correct ourselves, even after we come out of Egypt, we always say about every mitzvah, commandment, meaning over every correction of the will to receive, we say this is in memory of the Exodus from Egypt, because any will to receive that we correct later on in all of the stages until Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, it all comes to us from Egypt, from Pharaoh.
So what are the vessels of reception that we in Egypt, and what are they different from the vessels of reception you had before?
Before that, we were on the degrees of the still, vegetative, and animate. And once we enter Egypt, then by that, we are already called the children of Israel, meaning that we are aimed towards Israel, Yashar Kel.
Kelim de Kabbalah. Why is it called vessels of reception?
Vessels of reception, of course, desires to receive.
But we aim to the Creator, no? Why is it called vessels of reception?
No, how can it be? How can we in Egypt be directed towards the Creator? These are desires to receive, but on a greater scale towards ourselves, so that those same desires that will later develop to in order to bestow, they are developing in us to in order to receive.
So, the process in Egypt, the vessels of reception that are developed in us, they're developing in us the intention to receive?
Yes, this is what Pharaoh demands of us. Seemingly, by that he wants to fail us, he wants to lower us, he wants to make us more egoistic. But in truth, indeed it is known that the people of Israel are an egoistic people. If they don't correct themselves, then they are the worst of all the nations. This is what is written, that either they will come down to the abyss or they will rise up to the heavens.
What I'm trying to ask, in this process of Egypt, we want to raise the intention to receive, or we want to be, or we already want the Creator? What exactly do we want in Egypt?
In truth, we don't know what we want, but our desires to receive develop in such a way that we already begin to develop them, or we become developed through them to the spiritual direction, meaning we want spirituality. When we are in Egypt, to some extent, we want spirituality in order to receive. This is called the 7 years of satiation. Later, we see that it is impossible to reach that in order to receive, and then we feel 7 years of hunger. Until we start to cry out that we don't want to exist in such a way, but only to emerge from in order to receive. This is called the Exodus from Egypt.
This process is a process that accumulates, or each time occurs anew.
It's accumulative. It's an accumulative process. What do you mean, each time anew?
I don't know, because every year, like seemingly we hear the same explanation, just we grasp it differently.
What does it have to do with a year?
Sorry, not year. I mean, each time that we hear this explanation about the exile of Egypt, we hear it deeper, not related to year.
Okay. So that's the will to receive.
Again, so the question is, how do we take this place of where we are today and specifically take advantage of it to exit that same intention to receive, and not just burrow deeper into this discernment of increasing the intention to receive?
Both of these go together. It's through descents and ascents in order to receive, and also in the desire to get out, come out of it. And in this way, through such leaps, we attain them. We can't have one without the other. You can't only go down or only go up. It all comes intermittently.
Moscow 7.
Thank you.
Moscow 7.
Что такое, что мы отдаем килим египтянам обратно?
What is it that we pass back to the Egyptians, the vessels, to return them?
Well, we will scrutinize this later on. For the time being, it's difficult to understand it. But the desires to receive, we get them. The intentions to receive, we also get them. We suffer out of it because we cannot get rid of them. We only run away from them, meaning we rise above them. And later on, we will see how we correct them. How later, after we come out of Egypt, when we receive the reforming light, the Torah, then we can already correct it to be in order to bestow. But these are future stages. Don't jump, don't think about it, otherwise we will end up with confusion. Okay. PT 22.
Rav, what
is a 10 demand the help of Nishmat HaKadisha, Holy Soul?
We want together to receive a single force of bestowal in which we are all connected and we want to be directed to the Creator.
PT 35.
PT 35. Thank you, Rav. We receive such huge vessels for receiving the abundance from the Creator. Does that mean to receive from Him the force of bestowal?
PT 35.
Yes. PT 31.
When we talk about annulment towards the ten, towards the friends, sometimes there are different opinions in the ten. How do I annul towards them in such a state?
I can't give you an answer now about anything that might happen that you may ask about. I can't. About all of these things. You shouldn't ask this way. How can I, in all the different states, there is no such question.
I don't mean in all states. I mean, let's say now I want to annul before the friends, and one friend has such an opinion A, and another friend has opinion B. How do I annul? Or can I not annul this state?
You cannot. PT 19.
Thank you, Rav. Before the lesson, I heard you tell Armit, the reader, the narrator, that we're still not in Egypt. So where are we and how do we enter Egypt?
We are before the entrance to Egypt, before the recognition that we are in Egypt. Okay. Well, where are we, Dudi?
Excerpt 16.
Just read one. Okay. Quote number 16. The Ari says that the exile in Egypt was that the view of Kedusha, holiness, was in exile. This means that the Klipa of Egypt ruled over the people of Israel. We should interpret that the people of Israel means that the whole nation wanted to work for the sake of the Creator and not for their own sake, as it is known that Israel means Yashal El, straight to the Creator, meaning everything for the Creator. The covenant of Pharaoh is the opposite, to work only for one's own sake. For this reason, the view of Kedusha means that we must work for the sake of the Creator, meaning to bestow. This discernment was in exile under the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, where Mitzrayim, Egypt, have the letters of Meitzar Yam, narrow sea. And it is known that narrow means scarce in chasadim, mercies.
Turkey 3.
My friend is asking, what does it mean to return these vessels, helping to connect them to Creator?
We need these vessels only in order to attain upon them the intention to bestow.
On that we'll talk.
We will talk more about this later. We still don't have vessels. We can't work on the vessels, correct the vessels, and return the vessels. These are stages that we are yet to go through. Let's read next one, Dudi.
Quote number 17. When one properly sanctifies the point in the heart within him, he begins to enter the exile in Egypt. At that time, he begins to see each time how far he is from the act of bestowal. Then, vessels form within him, meaning deficiencies with which the Creator will later be able to fill.
Again.
17. When one properly sanctifies the point in the heart within him, he begins to enter the exile in Egypt. At that time, he begins to see each time how far he is from the act of bestowal. Then, vessels form within him, meaning deficiencies, which the Creator will later be able to fill.
Yes,
that it's clear there will be a person that he cannot correct them, unfill them, rather only the Creator can do so. Because they are already vessels that belong to spirituality, to the intention to bestow. Next.
Quote number 18. The benefit from the exile was that they will feel that the will to receive is a sin. And this is the reason for them to decide that there is no other choice but to try and acquire vessels of bestowal. This is the meaning of the Creator's answer to Abraham, the patriarch, about his request for guarantees for the inheritance of the land. Know for certain that your seed, etc., will be foreigners and they shall afflict them, etc. Through the exile, they would come to discover that the earth's breadth is a sin. And then they would accept the real work in order to distance themselves from the sin.
So,
this is not so clear to us, but rather we'll reveal this over the course of the work.
Yeah.
Read 19 and that's it.
19. In the state of lolishma, not for her sake, a person feels that he is regarded as Israel. But when a person wants to begin the work of bestowal, meaning to have kelim, to receive inner light, when he wants to emerge from self-love, then he comes into the exile in Egypt. That is, then a person sees how he is remote, how he is far from dvekut, adhesion with the Creator in equivalence of form. Instead, whether in heart or in mind, the klipa, shell of Egypt, governs. In that state, he sees that he is far from being Israel. Instead, he is in a state of Jacob, a state of katnut, smallness, from the words akev, heel, and sof, end. In other words, he is in utter loneliness, seeing that each day is farther from the Creator, and he has no grip on Kedusha. This is called the exile in Egypt.
Yes. All right. Maybe read again.
Quote 19 again. In the state of lolishma, a person feels that he is regarded as Israel. But when a person wants to begin the work of bestowal, meaning to have vessels to receive inner light, when he wants to emerge from self-love, then he comes into the exile in Egypt. That is, then the person sees how far he is from being in adhesion with the Creator in equivalence of form. Rather, whether in mind or in heart, the klipa of Egypt governs. In that state, he sees that he is far from being Israel. Instead, he is in a state of Jacob, a state of katnut, from the words akev, and sof, end. In other words, he is in utter lowliness, seeing that each day he is farther from the Creator, and he has no grip on Kedusha. This is called the exile in Egypt.
All
right, let's answer the questions. PT23.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. Rav, yesterday we had some scrutiny about this, about something, and the question is, do we enter Egypt as a 10 or not?
Yes or no? In the beginning, no. Afterwards, yes.
Kiev 3. Здравствуйте. Хочется так по-простому об этом отрывке спросить.
Hello, I'd like to ask simply about this excerpt. When a person is living in this world, and he sees that everything that people around him enjoy from,
человек не находит для себя в этом никакого удовольствия.
Women, people who are looking for expensive things or looking for knowledge, this person doesn't find any pleasures in this. Is this similar to what this is talking about here?
No.
Partially, yes.
Человек вот ходит.
Okay, so it's interesting.
The
person explores what he can get pleasures from, because the will to receive wants to receive something, wants to get something, but it doesn't find anything. So
that's how he's directed from above to spirituality. That's how it is in the beginning. That out of the lack, looking for pleasures, that he's looking for where he can find pleasures, yes.
And indeed, one has to wander and look and...
That's still far. So what, he's like a dog in the street, looking in every place, whether there's something there for him that he can eat.
No.
Ну да, вот ходит, no.
Как знаешь, yes, exactly.
That's still not Egypt. Still not Egypt.
So,
Egypt begins from this, that he begins to feel that he doesn't have pleasures in this world. That he doesn't know what to live from at all. And then he begins to recognize the true form of the will to receive that he cannot enjoy in this world and what to do. And then begins the new work of scrutiny. So who is a person? What does he need to enjoy from? What is he meant for? All these are questions that come in something from Egypt, but also still far from the process of Egypt. The process of Egypt is that we somehow come to recognize Paro, Pharaoh. Moscow 1.
Мецарьям, ограничение света хасадим. Это...
Мецарьям. The narrow sea is a limitation on the light on of Hasadim. Is there some aware bestowal here, conscience bestowal at this point, at this stage?
What light of mercy are you talking about?
Наверное, действие, то, что мы как бы делаем по подобию.
It seems like this is the action
как бы отдающий.
Bestow.
In
Excerpt 16, he writes that Egypt, Mitzrayim is from the letters of Mitzrayim, and it's known that Nero means scarce in Chassadim. This is what he's asking about.
So we still don't attain that it's Nero for mercy. The true Egypt is that we cannot bestow. That is narrow from Chassadim, from mercy. We still don't understand it or feel that it's not, we don't like that. This that I lack to bestow, that will be only at the end of my exile. It's a long exile, 7 years of famine from this that, yes, that I slowly reach this that I want to bestow, and I have no opportunity. Thus, I must burst out of Egypt. Why? Because I am incapable in Egypt to bestow. And that's what Egypt prepares us for, meaning it's already a spiritual degree. It's not that people in the street, that you see them, that they're in Egypt, although they're greatly suffering, but it's suffering of beastly suffering. The suffering of Egypt is that already I cannot bestow. I want and I cannot.
Да, спасибо. Это, ну, может быть, как бы...
Yes, thank you.
...этого входа с нашей стороны.
Can, זה אנחנו נדבר.
Can we accelerate this process from our side?
Yeah, when we'll get closer, we'll talk about that. PT 13.
How does a person hold the 10? During the exile in Egypt.
How
does the person grasp the 10 in the exile of Egypt? That's the place where he needs to be received, to be incorporated in them, and along with them he can reach all his degrees.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что Египет — это когда я хочу отдавать, а не могу.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that Egypt is when I want to bestow, but I'm not capable of it. And in the lesson, I want to pray for the friends, and I am thrown out, and I realize I don't want to be in that state all the time. So the exodus from Egypt means that I'll be able to bestow all the time in the lesson?
Again.
Let's say.
Yes.
Turkey 3.
My friend's asking that, is katnut a condition for establishing connection with these vessels and receiving them?
אפשר להגיד שכן.
So, smallness is the building of the vessel. Ita 4.
Grazie Rav, buongiorno. Qual è la differenza tra l'esilio e l'esodo dell'Egitto?
What is the difference between the exile of Egypt and the exodus from Egypt?
From Egypt, we receive upper light from above, force from above, that influences us and raises us above our ego. That's called that we receive assistance for exit from Egypt. It's only by the upper force. Let's go on to woman.
שאלה מלטין 13.
A question from Latin 13. Why did all the patriarchs go to Egypt first?
How
can we attain spirituality without being in Egypt? We need to receive a lack for spirituality, that we attain it specifically in Egypt. Next.
Moscow 8. In Egypt, do we collect vessels' desires without scrutinizing them, or do we already sort them and correct them in Egypt?
In something we are arranging them, understanding how much they are broken vessels, and continuing to advance in their scrutiny, until we reach a state that we see that it is impossible for us to continue with them, to receive even some livelihood from them, and then we scream and we exit.
Why does it say that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs if they take the vessels from the Egyptian?
We take vessels from the Egyptians in order to truly... I don't know exactly. These things need to be revealed along the path. We can ask many questions here, but it won't even clarify the questions for us. We need to simply continue in the connection between us, in scrutiny of what is called the correct will to receive, with which we can exit. And then we can exit. And along the way, we'll be scrutinized thousands of questions. Next.
Kamalmata 3. According to excerpt 17, what does it mean to sanctify the point in the heart properly?
To sanctify the will to receive as worthy for him? It's called that I worry for this, that the point in the heart, meaning the internality of my heart, that there I have desire to bestow, very pinpointed, that it will be always directed to the Creator, to the intention to bestow. And I need to make an effort, all my other desires, to arrange around this point, to annul towards it more and more.
Question from Kiev. How can I hate the will to receive if this is the only thing that I enjoy from and this is what gives me life? Even in bestowal to the group, I'm still in the will to receive.
That's correct, but nonetheless, each time we need to prove to ourselves that to enjoy from the will to receive is the opposite from sanctity, from spirituality, and in this I'm getting farther from the Creator, and I can never exit to feel the true reality.
Allah.
Moscow 18, what is the difference between the understanding that we are in Egypt and the revelation of the recognition of evil?
It's
actually the same thing. Just bad I can feel, right? But Egypt is called that I am truly in recognition that I am under control of the evil inclination directed upon me from above.
A question from the UK. I try to pray very intensively through the tent towards connection, but the more I pray, so small and great corporeal troubles appear as one. What am I doing wrong?
It's not
dependent on what we do. It's dependent on how we scrutinize our states. I need to make an effort to scrutinize these states, that they all come from the Creator, that they're all for my benefit. We rise in holiness and not descend in holiness. And such, I need in each and every state of mind to see a progress, rising more and more, and ascent more and more. And then
if I'm directed in such a manner, then let's see how I'm always innocent. All right.
One more question.
WH,
what can guarantee to all of us that we will reach the outcry and the desire to emerge from the will to receive? Is there some chance that we won't want to run away from the will to receive?
Of course there is. And thus, I need to understand that I cannot be sure of my will to receive. I can fall asleep, I can leave it, get tired, and that's it. I need all the time to be tied with the ten and receive from them the force for progress. Each one shall help his friend. That's obligatory. If I don't feel a push from the environment, at that moment, I'm no longer in a spiritual direction. Is that clear, ladies?
For the time being, that's it.
What are we doing next, Dudi?
Continuing to read this, or going to something else, or... According to the plan, we have a lot more about Passover, but if we want, we also have the Arvut article, or introduction to Tess.
Let's go on to Arvut.
Okay, so we'll sing a song, and then go to the Arvut article.
So uncertain. What are we thinking of? Is the world going crazy? Or is he sending love? Could it be that his message just goes over our heads, leaving us with the feeling of confusion instead? Alone I am blind, together we see. We need one another to truly be free. Alone I am blind, we need one another to truly be free. There's a call to unite above all the chaos.